Race day is getting close. Sono Half, Raven and I are competing against each other for our charity. Start 89.9, it's Anna and Raven. Coach Whip, we've been working really hard, and now we're starting to get straight nervous because it's so soon, October 6th.
It's less than 2 weeks away. I'm really impressed the last week and a half to 2 weeks with both of your updates and progress. Raven, you stepped it up. I got to say, you have stepped it up.
I don't want to sound like a negative
Nancy. I disappeared there for a minute, but I'm back.
I don't think his treadmill works right. I don't want to sound like negative Nancy, but tell me from a professional's point of view, like when he was telling me his times, and here's the thing, he's a bigger guy. He's stronger. He's got longer legs. So I don't think it's out of the
Built
realm
like
of possibility.
Really?
But don't you think it's strange that a guy that has not run like me all of a sudden is blowing me out of the water by 10 minutes on runs?
Well, who's telling you 10 minutes? I don't think it's 10 minutes.
Well, you said you did like 18-19 minute 2.5 miles.
I did 18-18, 18-20. That's on 2 miles. And then I did 2.5 the other day in 22 and change.
That seems really fast to me.
So you do know the times. Okay, I wasn't going to say anything. I was obviously going to keep your training separate, but obviously you guys talk.
Well, she got me in a room with a single light bulb and waterboarded me for a couple hours, Coach.
It is fast. I mean, especially from not running to running. I did question it. I did ask him if the treadmill is showing the correct time. even if it's off by 30 seconds, the time is still impressive.
Right. That's what I was saying. I
Coach,
was like, oh, my gosh.
She actually thinks, like, the treadmill's set for kilometers or something like that. She thinks that just the math is off, that I'm going to 2, and it's actually just 2 kilometers. And my wife just sent me her update of the morning here. I hate seeing these.
I don't know. I have genuine concerns. I go, I think you should go outside and run and like do it with your car first and see.
Go run on a track for 8 laps. I mean, and just see roughly what you get.
Well, Alicia and I are getting ready to run outside. Alicia just sent me her times for today. You want to know her times for today?
Yeah.
She ran the 3.1, 26:23.
That I don't think is that crazy because she's pretty fit and, you know, she's like consistently fit. Maybe I'm being crazy and maybe he's just more athletic and he's going to shock me. But when he said that, I was like, huh.
Well, when I saw the first run come through, I think it was a 2 mile run with like at like an 8:10 or 8:15 pace. And then he said, I almost died. It was really hard. And that even included some walking. I just said, slow down. It'll be much easier if you do that. And then you did that. You did that on another run. And
I did a bit. It is challenging for me. I think pacing is really going to be the hardest part for me. And so I've really got to believe the music, and there'll be some fluctuation in there. Pacing is hard for me because I want to run. When I start running, I want to be in that classic runner gait where I'm like, whoa, where I'm really stretching out. I envision myself like Chariots of Fire.
And I ran 1 mile yesterday just to get a quick mile in before my Zumba class. And it was like going pretty hard. It was 9:40 or something like that.
That was a good run. I noticed that as well. So,
and I thought that was impressive for me.
It was a very
inside outside
very good pace.
Inside on the treadmill, real quick.
Oh boy.
Yeah. So when I get outside, that weather, man, it screws up my head.
Beats you out.
It beats me up. Went for a run last weekend with my best friend Danielle, who's a real runner, and I can't breathe. She's having a full conversation with me.
Yeah, no, don't.
She's talking and going on and on and on and on, and she's looking at me for response, and I'm like, are you kidding me right now?
Right,
you already told me that Cole got
hit with
the head in the
ball. I'd be so mad at her. I'd be so mad. That I told Alicia's like, so should I run next to you? Should I start behind you so that you see me? That type of thing. I was like, honey, don't wait for me. Go finish the race, and if I don't make it there in 3 minutes, go back.
Come back and get me.
Yeah. Right. Well, right. You may need to carry me.
You're a real runner. She's just a more experienced runner, your friend.
All right, use code Anna and Raven for 20% off registration until you sell out, which is probably coming up soon, right?
The 5K is probably going to sell out within the next. The race is, you know, just under 2 weeks away. It's probably going to sell out within the next week.
If you want more info, you can head to star999.com, sign up, donate to our charities, Infinite Love for Kids Fighting Cancer, Connecticut Humane Society. Just hit Anna and Raven 5K at star999.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.